already.
All right.
Hey, where'd you come from?
Waterloo.
Nice.
Millen Woods.
Where's Millen Woods?
Eastbridge.
Can you put your shirt back on and blinded by your pastiness?
No.
Please?
No, I'm so hot.
All right, you've tuned into the Mono A Mono show, folks. I am DJ Steele. To my immediate left is Wait a second. I'm DJ Ad-Rock. To my immediate left is DJ Steele. Wow, I've got an identity crisis.
Man.
So, yeah, you've tuned into the show. For those who are new to the show, the basic premise is thus. We have a theme each week. We both pick four songs based upon that theme. We duel it out like men. And then at the end of the show, our loyal Mono Amigos, i.e. you, go to www.monoamonoradio.com, submit your votes for whichever DJ you liked better. It could be based upon their song selection or looks, whichever you choose.
They don't know the looks, though.
They might know.
Oh, is that
the
a joke?
Kind of. and then whoever has the most votes at the end of the week wins.
Exactly. Now, last week, though, it was a little bit different with things going on. If you tuned in last week, we had a four-person battle.
Yep, we had a four-way.
Yep, we had DJ Dan on here and old Mono A Mono DJ, DJ Jeffy Jeff in here.
The post-Sunshine Pig DJ Jeffy Jeff.
Yeah. And ironic, he played Sunshine Pig.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, that one went right down to the wire. We had people voting in here. We had a whole ton of people voting online.
And I don't know if you heard on your way over here when you were listening, but I was telling Pete that his vote was very influential.
Yeah.
On the night from last week's show.
And because his vote was cast on air, and that may have influenced the listeners, what you're saying, to continue voting that
That's right.
We may as well get right to it.
We might as well.
For people who don't know what we're talking about. Uh-oh. Now, that's why I'm late, actually, because there were so many votes. Without Tim, it is so hard to tally these votes myself before the show. So, anyways, I've been tallying up the votes, and I've got them right here. And,
he's got the votes.
So, should I just say
he's got them right here, yeah.
Okay. The winner from last week was DJ Jeffy Jeff.
Ah. Ballsack!
It was close, though, but I think that on-air vote kind of swayed the listeners to vote in favor of DJ Jeffy Jeff.
So. Way to go, Pete. Thanks. Thanks for your support.
So, and I heard you alluding to,
didn't allude. No, I flat out told people what the theme was.
No, initially you alluded.
I did allude initially.
I was listening. You were alluding. You were saying yes.
And then I dropped the illusion and then said, you know, why bother? Why even bother? Because everybody's following along with their music listography book anyways. So they would know what the theme was. And the theme being favorite concerts and or festivals.
Exactly.
That's right.
Okay. So should we paper, rock, scissor it up to see who goes
first?
Yeah,
we need to get going because it's 9:15 already. So
Is earlier than I thought I'd get here.
Which is great, but that doesn't change the fact that we need to get through a show and possibly even a feature band.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's do it.
Okay.
One, two, three,
Reamer! Yes!
And I just got here, too. Man, put me on the spot. Well,
yep, deferring.
I knew. That's why I was already going.
I was saying it for the benefit of our listeners.
Now, you played some Smashing Pumpkins in the opening thing, so I'm
going to
switch it up right on the spot here.
Whoa!
Yeah, I was going to play Smashing Pumpkins.
Hold the phone!
And they were going to be my knockout punch, but I'm going to switch things a little bit.
That means you've got another knockout punch in the chute?
Oh, I've got knockout punch-worthy songs right through my whole set.
Wow, that's a bold and lofty statement.
So, to start, I'm going to go with the second from the bottom one there. I'm going to go with a band kind of tied into the Pumpkins. Now, I was going to go with the pumpkins. I've seen the pumpkins 19 times, and I heard you describing the one in Michigan.
That's right, I described the one in Michigan.
My favorite, though, was the backstage pass one that I had, and where I got front row tickets as well. But
on a side note, Steele, how do you like my mustache so far?
Yeah, it's looking pretty good.
Do I look like I could pass for a Frenchman?
Is that the Frenchman style that you're going for?
Yes, I'm going for a lip warmer.
And what causes it to be that?
Because see how it's just above, it's only above my lip? It's not the full. It's coming in a little bit. I just shaved yesterday, but it's coming in a little bit at the top. But it's mainly, the majority of it is around the upper lip area.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because it's Movember, people. Support your Mo Bros. And support prostate cancer or the fight against it. Don't support it. We don't want more people having prostate cancer. I know.
Oh.
I'm aware of things.
Okay, good.
Okay, sorry. Continue with your talking about your favorite pumpkin show.
So anyways, but what I'm going to do is switch it and go with a Zwan. I saw Zwan 3 times.
Okay. I was with you one of those times.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
The one at the Cool House in Toronto.
Ah, I think that was a good one.
Yeah.
One of them had really bad sound, and it was the one... No, that was the one that I
was staring at Paz all night. I didn't really care.
Ah, yeah. Well, anyways, I'm going to go with... And this song didn't actually end up being on a Zwan album.
Oh, no?
No, they apparently had a whole ton of material that they were going to release.
Wait a second. Hold on. A Billy Corgan band had a ton of material that they had to pare down? Say it isn't so.
Well, the thing is, Zwan was supposed to continue, and they were going to have different like incarnations of Zwan, Dali Zwan, etc., etc., that were going to release different styles of music. But when the band kind of broke up and went to hell, they just dropped all that stuff.
Whoa.
And it just kind of got lost. I don't know if at a certain time he gets the rights. And anyways, I'm gonna play a song. This song's called "A New Poetry" by Zwan that wasn't released on "Mary Star of the Sea" or any of the singles.
Great.
Here it is on 100.3 Sound FM. Some Zwan with a new poetry right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono! Woo! That's a way to switch things up but still start it off.
That's right. You want to start things off and then switch them up but start them off at the same time.
No, I did it in opposite order. I switched it up, then I started it off.
Yeah! Okay. So it's my turn now, I suppose.
Yeah, if you want it. You didn't use them all up in the pre-mono show.
I almost did. I ran out of songs to play.
I know. I was trying to call you to play a couple that I had, but...
You weren't.
Yeah, I was.
You didn't try to call me.
Sure I did. Oh, you know what? In this light, you can see your mustache better.
Yeah, Ryan, what do you think?
It looks better now in this light. In the other light...
When it's darker, it looks better. Thanks, Steel.
No, I just meant...
Thanks a lot.
It looked like a full mustache before, but now that it's like the lights are dim, as we normally do once Pete leaves and we're alone.
I think we're alone now. It's always two of me, just... Unless I think I'm a clone now.
Anyway, you can tell better. So what are you going to play next to start things off?
Okay. Steel. What I'm going to play... I don't think you've ever seen these guys with me. I've seen these guys play,
yeah,
but
right. I saw every one that you said in the opener.
You've seen the Weaker Bands?
Yeah.
Why?
I think so. Yeah.
When?
They opened for the Foo Fighters.
Oh. You've seen who else did I play? The Tragically Hip.
Yeah, once with Matt.
Oh, DJ Doormat, you mean?
DJ Doormat. Yeah.
And I also played.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Smashing Pumpkins, of course you've heard them. You've seen them. You've never seen Brit. Oh yeah, you did. No.
Oh,
you didn't.
No.
Yeah, sucker.
Oh, maybe I did. Were they at the festival? Virgin Fest?
Nope.
Or was that the Killers?
That was probably the Killers.
Okay. Okay, not all of them.
Anyways, the band I'm going to play, I've seen play about 5 times. And these guys always play with incredible energy. In fact, I heard a story once where the lead singer of the band like jumped onto a monitor, jumped off, broke a bone, and finished the show. If you can believe that. They play like
nothing.
You're just what? Trying to throw me off? You can't throw me off.
So,
anyways, when these guys play, they play with tons of energy. They, like, run into each other. They kick each other. They just do all sorts of crazy stuff. And the band I'm talking about is Monine. So, if you have a chance to check them out. I haven't seen them play in a while. But, and they got a new drummer. And I don't know, I've never seen him play, but like Peter Kirpin, who's their original drummer, or at least the drummer that I know when I was listening to them, he was amazing. But anyways, which isn't to take away anything away from their current drummer. I'm sure he's really good too. So I'm going to play a song that they played at live in the CBC studios, and it's called The Passing of America. Here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono Il Mono. This is Monine. 'cause I wanted to.
All right, there it is, Simonine, with The Passing of America, live on CBC Radio, but played here on Sound FM 100.3, mono radio.
Wow, you get really excited all of a sudden. That was amazing.
Yeah. I think. Well, I thought both of those initial songs were amazing, so
I think you're amazing, Steele.
That's what I figured. Why not continue the show amazing? So that's why I started saying.
Getting all crazy and excited.
Excitable, yeah.
Yeah, getting excitable!
So, yeah.
Okay. What do you got next?
I got all amazingness tonight. I'm just going for the jugular. The next one I'm going to go with. I saw Matt Good. I'm going to play Matt Good's song, Apparitions, right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono A Mono.
Mystery. What is it, strange? laughing at you. Oh, they're laughing at you.
I told you I was coming out with some heavy hitters, especially after last week. I couldn't believe how good last week's show was, even though you tried to screw me over with that one thing. It still worked out okay.
Uh-huh.
And you know what I was thinking at the end of that show?
How cool I was?
Well, that, and you know, for the week before, there was the favorite songs ever, whatever.
Yeah.
I can't remember, but I believe I played Sunshine Pig.
You did.
And won. And DJ Jeffy Jeff there played Sunshine Pig and won.
And won.
And the time that DJ Jeffy Jeff left the station for environmental, I played Sunshine Pig
and won.
So I wonder if it's another Elliot Smith paradox.
Right. It may very well be. I think you should graph it.
Well, maybe I'll graph it.
Yeah. I think you should.
Yeah.
Okay, my turn. So here we go. This is The Sun by Portugal the Man here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono A. Mono.
If you look real high, you just might find sitting in the stars, glittering, glittering, waiting for the band to come. Just waiting for the man to come. Said, oh.
There it is.
That's right. The Sun by Portugal the Man.
Oh, good. I forgot to write it down.
That's okay. But I'm doing everything now. I got the, because I've got the, we got the new track listing.
I know, we're high tech. Like, the track whole thing's going high tech.
On the Etherweb, so, and I'm on the computer, so I'm turning the dials, I'm shift sliding the sliders, and I'm typing in the songs as we play them as well. I don't know why Steel is here, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he's here. He's here to run the mixer and record the podcast. And
yeah, and I gotta edit. I gotta edit the podcast now that Tim's gone.
That's right.
I wonder. No, if I'm Tim, not. I wonder if Tim's the one setting up all the stuff for the station. I wonder if they took him away from us because he's now got bigger and better duties.
Possibly.
Well, not better, but bigger.
Big. Yeah. Not better. Definitely not better.
I mean, I'd rather have Tim counting our votes than us filling out things online.
Really?
Well, do you like that?
Yeah, because then it's pretty cool, because like we put so you put the title, so I put our show, the date, the theme of the show, and then you list the tracks right. that you play, and then you save it, and it has like a nice neat format afterwards.
Cool.
Yeah, that looks pretty cool. And then it just lists it on the website, so if people want to check out and see what songs we played.
Counting the votes is pretty hard, though.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
I would imagine with the you know, thousands and thousands of votes that.
Well, yeah, you got to go through all the emails.
Yeah.
And you keep a record of like when people are in the studio who voted and the right. calls and stuff. So well, it's.
Hey, speaking of counting songs, do you want to give people a recap, seeing as we're at the halfway mark?
So DJ Steel. That's me, played Zwana New Poetry and Matt Good's song Apparitions live. And DJ Adrock played Monin's The Passing of America and Portugal the Man, The Sun.
Right.
Both of those live as well. Now, if you're already thinking that you know who you want to vote for, there's still great songs, including the Knockout Punches, coming up. But the way you're going to vote is by going to www.monoamonoradio.com, clicking the vote tab, and it's all right there. If you want to leave comments right on the podcast, that's fine as well. People have done that in the past, and even though it's not technically okay, I'm doing everything else with this voting thing. I'll look there before I come in as well.
And you can also call in your vote, too, if you want.
Yeah.
At 519-884-2567. We love talking to people on the air. And if you're listening to the podcast and you decide to vote, obviously we won't be here anymore. However, if you are able to get another DJ to submit your vote for you to us in a sealed envelope or however they choose to get it to us, and we received that,
but
vote?
They gotta put, and you can tell them mailbox 5. That's our mailbox,
right? Mailbox
it,
5.
Tell them, put it in mailbox 5. Here's my name.
Exactly. And if you submit a vote that way, you will win the awesome prize of awesomeness. That's right.
And just to back up that awesome prize of awesomeness, people are people are also. Oh, I forgot every time you say it.
The ladies were a little bit behind there.
Yeah, the gods.
The angels.
But also, if just by voting, your name is entered into a monthly draw for another prize of awesomeness that is just as awesome as the other prize of awesomeness.
Awesome. That is awesome sauce.
That was easy.
Yes. Okay, let's get to more music. People are tired of hearing us yammer on.
So my next one, I've seen these guys, I can't remember if it's two or three. I can only remember who I saw one of them with. I went anyways with DJ Jeffy Jeff and saw them once. So I'm going to play some Nine Inch Nails, and this is one of their hits. A lot of people think of this from the new Johnny Cash cover of it, but it's originally a Nine Inch Nails song, So anyways, I'm going to get to Hurt by Nine Inch Nails right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
Hurt myself tonight to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole.
I see his face.
pretty awesome. See, what's nice too is that because a lot of these, well, all of these songs that we're playing are live versions. We also get to watch the videos while yeah. listening to the song.
And I learned from last week, and I'm running a lot of mine off of YouTube this week instead of GrooveShare.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, and one of the bands that I wanted to choose was Age of Electric.
Yes, okay? You mentioned that, yeah.
And maybe if we have time at the end, I don't know if we will, but we can play one of their covers of another song. But there is no Age of Electric on YouTube or online that I could find of live stuff. But they're pretty
interesting.
Old. And they haven't been a band for a while, so I don't know.
Yeah, but who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're up. That's it. Three-quarter pull time.
Okay. I am ready. The band I'm going to be playing is, I've seen them play twice. I was kind of pissed off. The second time I saw them play, I actually missed about half of their set,
ooh.
Probably. Which sucked because the concert I was going to see, they were the opening band, and I was going to see them more than I wanted to see the other band. So they were opening this past summer for Death Cab for Cutie, Frightened Rabbit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Not that like I like Death Cab for Cutie, but I really like Frightened Rabbit. So I was going, the reason why I bought or asked, I got the tickets from as a present from one of my sisters. And the reason why I asked for those is because I wanted to see Frightened Rabbit, not because I wanted to see Death Cab for Cutie, but I thought it was a great lineup.
Yeah.
Anyways, I also saw them play, the Opera House, I believe, in Toronto. And they put on a great show there, too. I just really like these guys. Well, I think anybody who listens to the show knows that I really like these guys. They're kind of like my Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just play with a lot of energy. Good show. And like whenever I, because I know, especially when they play their songs from their second album, The Midnight Organ Fight, which is my favorite album of their three albums, I like to sing along as I listen.
And you've played some of their stuff on the guitar as well.
Yes, I have, yeah. So anyways, I'm going to play song called Good Arms Versus Bad Arms from their live album called Liver Lung FR here on 100.3 Sound FM Mono A Mono.
Versus bad arms, and when hands down. They are built to hold and fret. Look how far they go round. You don't need these now that you find another pair. And the difference is astounding. I should expect. Leave the rest arms length and keep your naked flesh underneath the dress. Leave the rest arms length. When they reach out, don't touch them. Don't touch them. Some 6 months ago, and I'll stick to my guns, cause from now on it's war. I'm armed with the past and the will I break. I might not want you
was some Frightened Rabbit with Good Arms versus the Bad Arms right there on Sound FM 100.3.
The Goodens versus the Badens.
Okay, it is now time for the Knockout Punch!
Access granted.
Nice.
Thanks, sweet cheeks.
I didn't even see her in here. Where is she?
Oh, yeah. She's over on the couch.
Oh, man. I didn't know how that would go through, but it did.
We're going to cuddle later.
We're going to what?
Her and I are going to cuddle on the couch later.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And I actually like this band a lot better than Tool. And so I guess I'm kind of giving
you
it away.
You gave it away just there,
I think. It's a perfect circle. And so I'm going to go with their live version of the song The Hollow. And you were I heard you talking before I got here. Or maybe, no, when I was playing Zwan. You were saying how you were just watching Paz.
Mm-hmm.
I think this one's old enough to have Paz in the video. So anyways, here's a perfect circle with their song The Hollow right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
Chewing through the hollow conscience, one more nail. Get on to the hollow, scream and feed me, fill me up again. Till forever I live, as if I am this unknown. Dominoes of indiscretions down, falling all around in circles, constantly consuming, conquer and devour, screaming, feed me, fill me up again, till forever.
Perfect circle right there with the hollow. That's it. That's all.
That was it. And that was all.
Right there on Sound FM.
Okay.
I don't know.
What?
It's a pretty good knockout punch, if I do say so about my own song.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I won't deny that. Okay, that leaves my last song, I suppose.
It sure does.
So, as I was saying, this next band I think I've seen with you a couple times. I think in total I've seen them play maybe 4 or 5 times.
Well, yeah, the same concert. I'm trying to still think of who it could be.
Well, I know the one time that the first time I saw them play, I believe it was after the release of their second album called, this is going to give it away.
All right.
The Color and the Shape.
Oh, I know who it is now.
DJ Doormat and myself were like right down in front, and for those who don't know what I'm talking about, it's the Foo Fighters, and they had like a runway down the middle, like, so there's a stage and then there's this part down the middle that kind of protruded,
yeah, separator, yeah.
Yeah, and Dave Grohl would like walk down the middle of it and whatever, and like we were really close to that part and really close to the front, and we had a great time, and it was in the mosh pit. It was really hot. I remember it being difficult to breathe sometimes, but DJ Jeffy Jeff and one of our avid mono amigos, Princess Consuela, they were a little at the time. Jeffy Jeff was pretty young at the time, so he was a little nervous about going into the mosh pit. And doing some mosh pitting. But these guys, they put on a great show every time I've seen them play. Most recently at Lollapalooza, they closed out Lollapalooza. Anyway, so I chose to play a live song from there. I'm going to be playing My Hero that they played live at Puckle Pop here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono A Mono.